Hi, good morning. It's Rodney from Family First.
Hi, I'd like to speak to Rodney.
Yeah, you're speaking to him right now.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Leinert. I'm taking care of Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson. Okay.
Yes, Debbie Thompson was taking care of him during
okay.
the day. I think she was working for you, Family First Home Care.
Sure. They have
okay.
patients just recently.
I was wondering what's going on. I know that Debbie had done a lot for him with medications and doctors and everything, and she just left without saying anything. So I'm wondering what kind of care he's going to be getting.
Okay. Are you a family member of Mr. Johnson?
I am his next-door neighbor, and I work for Aspire Home Health Services.
Okay. As of now, the information that I can provide is that the patient is, Debbie, for her some health condition, is not able to continue working. And also, Mr. Robert, regarding his authorization that he used to have with us, he's no longer here with us so far. Somehow, I don't know if he did any type of movement with his insurance company, but I tried to call him as well, but he was not picking up my calls at all.
Okay. And I don't think he can understand too well either. I mean, he is 94.
Mm-hmm.
He's right here.
Okay, so the thing is, if you are going to be involved and, if you want to be his caregiver, so we can, actually provide the payment for your services that you're providing to him, you should be onboarded with us. However, if this is going to be the plan, there's a prior necessity that needs to be taken care of. In this case, his authorization, because Keystone he didn't give us any reason, and Keystone told us that he was going to leave. Yeah, he called the service coordinator, called our agency, and saying that he was going to be leaving our agency. So I don't know if he switched somewhere else. But in the cases, we try to call and stuff, but, that's
okay.
The point that we're at right now. We don't have the authorization for the patient, at least that we know from here.
Okay. All righty. I guess I'll be in touch if I want to, I don't know if I'm going to switch over to you. I need to talk to Victoria from Aspire Home Health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, or in any cases, if it's not going to be you, Ms. Elizabeth, the one taking care of the patient, if you have someone else in mind to take care of him, we can also onboard that person. We can also give it a try to find someone else in his area, but he's living in Ambler, so I'm not quite sure if we have a lot of staff right there, but I could ask, but, some things go first, as I mentioned.
Okay. All righty, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Miss Elizabeth. You have a good one.
Oh, all right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.